Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode 264. Today we're reading chapter 34 of the novel, I Need Someone to Pray With Me, by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. So many of the ladies attending the Restoration Reset meetings need straightforward counseling, Aubrey told Quentin one evening over the phone. Sometimes I feel so inadequate when they come to me for help. I'm thinking about getting some training in counseling. Oh, really? Said Quentin. Yes, but don't get me wrong now. I'm sharing everything I can from the Word of God, and I've been reading about just every commentary I can get my hands on so I can understand it myself and explain it to them. But I just have this unshakable feeling that there's something more I need to do to minister to them effectively. I know what you're saying, Quentin said. Whenever I want to help my clients better, I pray more, and I ask God to give me wisdom and insight. So you don't think I need to pursue a counseling degree? Aubrey asked. I think you need to pray about it and do as God is leading you, Quentin said. Do you already have a particular university in mind? Not yet, but whatever college I choose, I'll probably be attending online. I still have my interior design business to manage, you know. While Aubrey began looking into becoming a certified counselor, Calvin was growing in his new relationship with Jesus Christ. It was your prayers that gave me not only my physical life back, but also eternal life, so there must be something in this thing called prayer, he said to Simone after she gave him a set of books on prayer. Calvin began to call on Pastor Ashton and his good friend Alphonse, who had stuck with him through his dark days in the hospital, to discuss spiritual issues. He also asked Quentin to join them in forming a prayer group. Let's pray for Roger to receive a fair sentence, Quentin said to Calvin and Alphonse one night after they had gathered at Alphonse's apartment. I spoke with him and he reassured me of his salvation. He thinks that God is punishing him for his lack of obedience to God and for taking God's blessings for granted. Calvin nodded. I was just reading about that this past week. It's somewhere in Hebrews, I think. Alphonse looked at the passage on his iPad. Here we go, he began. It's in Hebrews 12:6-10. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what man is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards, and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits, and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Amen, Quentin said. So that means I had better do right, Calvin chuckled, lest God has to chastise me. The men laughed. Like Pastor Ashton said a couple Sundays back, we'll be all right if we trust God, love God, fear God, obey God, and be faithful to God, Alphonse said. Amen again, Quentin said. At the end of another Restoration Reset meeting, one of the attendees, Kira, met privately with Aubrey. I don't know what else to do, she said. My husband still has my kids, after he picked them up from school last Friday. I've left messages asking him to meet me at the park so I can pick them up like we agreed to do before the judge. We're getting ready to sign off on the divorce papers, Aubrey. I just want my kids back. Aubrey pulled Kira into a hug as her voice cracked with emotion. He's trying to use our kids to get me to come back to him, Kira said. I don't want to get the court involved, but I'm going to have to. I can't even afford a lawyer. I know someone who would represent you, Aubrey said. Quentin Rodney, the lawyer who spoke with us some time back. Oh, him? I lost his card. You think he'll take my case? Yes, he will take you, Aubrey assured her. And don't worry about the charges. Let's pray for God to keep your kids safe and to give you peace in this situation. The Bible says God will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him, because he trusteth in him. Just trust God, Kira. I'll ask Quentin to give you a call this week. Sure, Aubrey, I'll take her case, Quinton said, after Aubrey informed him of Kira's dilemma. He then chuckled. What's so funny? Aubrey asked.
Nothing really. I was just thinking that there's never a dull moment with you. First, I had to deliver you from a possible murder conviction. Now I'm trying to help your friend Roger through a murder trial. I helped pray Kelvin back to health, and now you've enlisted me to help Kira's children to get them back to her.
That's because God is using you to help the small people, Aubrey laughed. Remember your promise to him while you were in jail for 5 days, she said.
Yes, thanks for reminding me. I can't wait to see what God has next on his agenda for me, Quinton said.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you're a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, for there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 reads, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a Christian, and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you until next time.